Hello to our Patreon subscribers. We have a bit of an announcement.
We do have an announcement, Patreon subscribers. First, we love you.
Yes, thank you so much for your contributions. They've really helped us to keep going over this last year.
I mean, it's how I have pants and a shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, how I stay out of jail is all thanks to Patreon.
Yeah, how I brush my teeth.
This is indeed. It's better you do it than someone else do it for you.
That's true.
Yeah. But we have a sad announcement.
Yes, our Patreon subscription model is coming to an end in a couple of episodes. We will still be out there. We will still be putting episodes out there. But our subscription model comes to an end. This is our second last episode going out. There will be one more on the Patreon platform.
And next then, week?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we shall be out there on other formats.
The exciting news is that you can still listen to us, but you don't have to pay us.
Yeah, that's true.
We still love you.
Or you can. I mean, you know, no one's stopping you.
You could find us.
Yeah. You I mean, just slip in a little money in our pocket when you see us on the road. You
hey,
know. Hey, come here, you boy, come here.
Yeah.
Just take this money.
$500.
That to happen, yeah.
Yeah. Or
I
at
mean,
an
if
airport.
If fans just walked up to me and just put a little bit of something in my pocket.
For kids.
Thank you. You know, get yourself an ice cream. I mean, I don't mind that.
I don't mind that. It's more than producers do for us.
You know, and that's all I'm saying. Just whenever you see us, just, you know, 10
be
bucks.
Be a real life Patreon.
Get me a chocolate.
Anything. So our announcement is that we might be moving away. We are moving away from the Patreon model.
Yes.
And there will be some exciting new announcements of what we plan to do soon.
Do that.
But as of now, you have been our family. You have been... Well, that may be a bit much. I'm trying to get emotional. But you have been a support base for
us
for the last couple of years. And so I cannot thank our Patreon subscribers enough. I can't also mention how much like us our Patreon subscribers are and how deep they get into really petty things.
Yeah.
We thought we get really deep into small things, but these guys get into it at another level.
Yes. So.
And I'm happy to report that our Patreon listeners range from the age of 16 to 64.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We have a wide, odd range of Patreon listeners. And imagine if that age group, you are still thinking about tiny things. That means you haven't grown as a human or we all belong together in some
zoo.
All of us. The Our Last Week Zoo. So thank you, Patreon subscribers.
Thank you so much.
We'll continue to love you. Do not stop listening to us. Very soon you'll have announcements of how you will listen to us in the future. And we hope to be in your ears. Is that right? We hope to be in your lives.
I don't like the way that sounds. Be in your ears.
Yeah, no.
Sounds
that's
wrong.
Just
thanks.
Just
bye.
Thanks, bye. And bye. Just have conundrum. Just do conundrum. Just be, never not have conundrum.
Yeah. Keep conundruming.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is a podcast. No, wait. It's a comedy podcast. Well, we tried to make it a comedy podcast. And it's not meant to offend anyone. So don't get offended, okay? And wait, there's something else. Oh, yeah. Listener discretion is advised.
Audiomatic presents Our Last Week.
Hi, Gaurav.
Hi, Paul.
First, we're in the studio after many months.
Many months. I like your look.
Just a shirt?
No, it's nice. Very smart.
It's, you know, my biggest problem is that I don't have any shirts. I was just thinking in the car. I don't have any shirts that when I wear them, because I'm fat, I'm fat around the belly, right?
So I don't you're fine.
Otherwise, I'm
normal.
Almost, I'd like to say athletic body, right? Mm.
But just with a large central portion.
Just a large central portion. Which, but when you look at me, people say this is an athlete.
If only there was no stomach.
If only there was no, you know.
Yeah.
It's like people always say, no, Alexander, you know, if he could have done so much if he lived till he was 65. But the point is he died at 32.
Yeah.
So it's like that. Like,
so they think of you and Alexander around the same time. Like when they think of Alexander, then they think of Anubhav.
Like what if is always there, no? Yeah. So it's like, What if Anubhav didn't have that belly?
Then
he's an athlete.
Like
he's an athlete.
He's definitely another Alexander.
He's another Alexander. Alexander, 32, had conquered half the world.
Yeah.
If he had lived till 74 to conquer the whole world, what if?
What if?
So I like to live in that what if scenario. So
then
in the
what if you didn't have the belly, what could you have
athlete.
Been?
Athlete.
100%.
Athlete. I mean, because Russia needs to be careful if I didn't have a belly.
Yeah, because when you walked in today,
not
only me, but a lot of us in the studio
were
thinking of door-to-door salesmen. That's what we were thinking. I mean, which is also sort of like Alexander, who was also a kind of, he was kind of selling something else.
Yeah.
He was going to people's
Greece.
Doors. Yeah.
He was taking Greece.
The idea of Greece.
Yeah.
But you, when you arrived, you looking very spiffy, but you had that because you had a little
bag.
Satchel.
Yeah,
like
a bag. I carried that bag around. Yeah.
And it looked like it had some Eureka Forbes kind of product. So, you know, some sort of air.
Fans, like, detergent.
Yeah, or you were selling the Encyclopedia Britannica, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you'd take out the
third edition has come, sir.
Yeah.
Third edition.
So,
yeah.
Was that the look that you were going for?
It is. And also, I'm very happy because very rarely do I find a shirt.
Hmm.
I don't even know whose shirt this is.
Hmm.
A lot of clothes I find in my closet where I'm like, whose is this?
Hmm.
I know that doesn't happen to you or other people.
Hmm.
So this is mine apparently.
Hmm.
And when I wear it, it fits around the belly and it's not too long.
It's a good shirt.
You know, like I don't want to have a lot of my shirts for a long time used to look like I've spent the night with a man who's given me a shirt.
I know that look.
Yeah, like how, you know, there's that look that women sometimes have in sexy ads.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, we spend the night together, now I'm just wearing it. You were...
I had that look.
You had that look.
Like I've just had sex with a man
and you're wearing his shirt.
Either
he was a very small man or a very large man.
See, he was a... The thing is that he'd have to be a bigger man because I sometimes need a big shirt for the belly fitting. But then the shirt becomes damn long.
Yeah.
So then it looks like I've just, for whatever reason, I, a middle-aged married man, has spent the last night with a very large man.
Yeah. And you're wearing his shirt.
Wearing his shirt.
It's a very sexy look.
In life, I'm wearing his shirt, you know? So
this is not one of those shirts.
This is
another man's shirt.
When I walk in, people ask, like, the question I usually try to avoid is, where was he last night? Why is he wearing
someone else's shirt?
So this avoids that because this is one of those that fit lengthwise.
Yeah.
And also waist-wise, which is
rare.
I've
also noticed that some of the shirts that you've worn looks like you've worn another woman's shirt, which is slightly short for you.
Yeah.
Which is tight around the waist and it's kind of, you know, it's doing this around the waist.
Yeah.
And it looks like you've spent the night with another woman.
Yeah.
But you've worn her shirt.
A work shirt.
Yeah.
A work clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also happened. That happens when I get the length right, but not the waist
right.
Not
the waist right.
Yeah.
So it's this balance, and I think that this shirt finds that balance.
He's wearing his own shirt.
Yeah.
Which rarely happens to me. Rarely.
So great. Good shirt.
Recently, I did a little interview with a section in the Sunday Midday of Mumbai. And there's a page on Sunday Midday in the editorial section called Mumbai Dost.
Okay.
And it's about two friends that meet. The only stipulation is the friend can't be from your line of work.
Right.
So it can't be anyone you know from film, theater, anyone you've collaborated with.
Right.
So I did it with my photographer friend Anusha Yadav.
Right.
And we talk about how we met in Bombay and how friendship evolved in Bombay. And there's a full page in the Sunday Midday where there's a photo of me and Anusha. And you've met Anusha, she's a friend of mine.
Right.
So I'm sitting next to Anusha and I'm wearing a shirt. And someone at the bottom wrote, are you wearing her shirt? So this was one of those where the stomach, you know, was not doing the job.
Yeah.
The length was perfect.
Hmm.
But the stomach made it look like, because my belly was sticking out, that I had arrived to do the interview shirtless.
And she gave you one.
She gave you a shirt saying, this is an interview. Sunday Midday is coming. Wear a shirt. She gave me a shirt and that's the one I was wearing. So even readers of Sunday Midday who don't know anything about who I am had that comment about my clothing. So today is a rare day.
It's a rare day.
But it is a conundrum if you think about it. You know, a shirt that to get it exactly right. I mean, how do you do it actually? I have to ask you. And actually, how does everyone else do it?
I think what generally the practice is that you go to the store, you try it on, and if it fits, you buy it. And if it doesn't fit. But I guess with expanding and contracting kind of over months, you know, we our bodies don't stay the same.
Yeah, but mine is a peculiar situation where I've gone to the shop and I've either left looking like I'm wearing another man's shirt or another woman's shirt.
Right.
So I've never got it right where someone said, this is him.
I used to have that problem. I've started going to tailors now.
Yeah. We've talked about this. Tailors are the savior.
Yeah.
Because they don't judge.
Yeah. No, they also get it wrong. Don't,
yeah.
Like, you know, it's very, like recently I got a shirt tailored and he made very small armholes.
Okay.
So the sleeve was long. Mm. It was long enough. But the sleeve, the thing was very tight.
Mm.
So it looked like, so my arms were squeezed on the sides like this.
Very 80s.
Very
80s, yeah.
It was very squeezed, very tight over here. And this hole was very tight.
Yeah.
So it's not always, yeah.
So then it just looks
like you can't really move. You can't do the birdie dance.
For some reason you're a chicken of some kind.
So it's a tricky thing.
But also a lot of times we dress in India for judgment purposes, right?
Hmm.
Like today, say I have a meeting in a big company, right? Later today. So I'll have to go through security. I'll have to go into, say, tower 4 of a building in some corporate park.
Right.
So first, my Uber will be judged. I'm going in an Uber.
Yeah.
Right? Then I'll go in. Then how I look will determine how nicely the security guard treats me while he's making my badge, etc.
Right.
And I've realized the look that will not work typically when you're in these environments is shorts with some sort of a t-shirt with some rock band or something on it. And a school bag. You know that look that even older people in media wear? That school bag, t-shirt, shorts. Then they don't take you seriously. They think you're a child.
And it all comes down to then how much you can charge.
Yeah.
Because it's directly proportionate to that.
Once you go up, your negotiation value is already halved.
Yeah.
You know, like, unless you are like, say you are a rapper like Raftaar or whatever, or Badshah, then you can wear anything.
You know, I always feel that going to someone's office for a meeting has automatically reduced your value by half.
Yeah, yeah. Alone.
Yeah, alone. Especially if you go alone. The fact that you have gone to their office means that you want the thing.
Yeah.
So I would not go.
I should just cancel it.
You should never go. I think that, you know, like even when you go to meet producers, that's why I don't go and meet people.
Never.
Because you're reducing your value.
Yeah.
You should stay away.
This is the conundrum. Once, it's not clothes. It's the ones they see you.
Once they see you, your value has halved. Dropped. See, you want to keep it as like, you know, you don't want to pin yourself down.
Yeah.
Like you want to be a little bit mysterious.
Yeah.
You don't want to be, I can't. Why don't we do it on Zoom? Why don't we'll just do a call. No, let's
talk to my manager.
Just stay, you know, keep that distance. Be like, don't be accessible and but never go to the office.
The great Vipul Goyal had taught me this once. But the thing is that he told me this line, I'll never forget. He said, sir, there is a fine line between being mysterious and being invisible. So now if you're not getting any work and you are mysterious.
That's a mistake that I've made mostly.
that how do they not know you're there only?
Because then they don't know who you are.
So that, like, that line is a very thin
line. It's
a
very thin line.
Yeah. It's sort of like, I'm so mysterious.
But who are you? You haven't heard of him. But then I don't want him.
Who is he?
Yeah, who is he?
He's nobody.
Nobody's seen him.
Yeah.
I think the one clothing item that really increases your value a lot, especially as a performer, is a hat.
100%. 100%.
I'm saying that if you went dressed like this, but say you just wore a cowboy hat.
Yeah, any hat, even a cap.
Even a, like, I'm saying a cool cap.
Yeah.
A cowboy hat.
Yeah.
a top hat.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those just a straight Victorian. Top Victorian yeah. things. Like you're dressed normally. Yeah. You're wearing a kurta, urta, yeah. whatever. And you just had a top hat.
Yeah. You know? And see, I'm doing a normal thing for, say, the railways
yeah.
or the income tax department.
Yeah. I'm saying even if you wore one of those Peaky Blinder kind of things. You
know, go into the meeting.
Or a French beret. I'm saying anything. You just need to put a hat on.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you've seen how actors dress nowadays.
Hmm.
Like just as an offshoot of Ranveer Singh, the actor. Hmm. You've seen like... So there, it's not even a dhoti. It's like a thing between a pant and a dhoti.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a churidar, which is very loose, which has got a central thing, and it can. It's like Aladdin pants. It's like, you know, 1001 stories. What is that thing? Arabian Nights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you could be a sword fighter in the court of Shah Jahan. You
that
know,
kind
that
of thing. That kind of thing.
I feel like if you walked into a meeting with Kotak.
Hmm.
Over doing, say, 2-3 ads about,
hmm.
say, fixed deposits. If you walked in like that,
hmm.
then no one will stop you. No. Then you can do anything.
And you can charge anything.
You can charge anything.
The mistake you've made...
I've tried to look like them.
Because they now think you're already an employee.
Yeah.
You work here only.
Yeah.
Say, no, I'm the stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you work in this office.
Yeah, yeah.
You've gone
yeah.
with that look where you've tried to blend in.
The
you've
worst.
Tried to match what their environment is.
Yeah.
You never should do that. You should always not be part of that environment.
Correct.
So the mistake you've made is that by wearing a shirt, pant, going for a meeting, you're going to get a gig, whatever it is, you look like one of them.
I failed already.
You failed because now they'll pay you at that pay. That but if you went with the Arabian night pants,
yeah,
and a top hat,
and a person,
and a vest,
yeah.
just a ganji,
just a ganji,
you know, and a nose ring, and I'm yeah. saying this is just, yeah. then you yeah. entered
and a dog,
and a dog. Then they're like, how much do we pay this guy? It's like, I don't just give him something because, you know,
and
he's like, yeah, yeah. he's hash and he's my manager. I'm saying, then the guys are like, fuck, how much do we pay him? You know, like, I don't know what to pay him. It's like, it's beyond my, you've gone as an employee, pal. You haven't gone as a, you fucked it up.
How you enter a room in India is everything.
It's everything. And where you stand in the room, where you yeah. sit, you know, how you yeah. sit. It's
yeah.
that because...
And how many things you say you won't do.
Yeah. And always, always expose your toes. That's another thing that I've also this thing is that even if you're wearing shoes, you know, like the toes should peek out. Like something. I used to have shoes when I was a teenager where I would have the shoes and I'd just cut the front off. So it would be normal shoes, but my toes would be exposed.
Toes have to be seen.
Because toes are always a fuck you.
Yeah.
You know?
My friend Kunal Kamra always... wears a worn out t-shirt, trousers. It's that Marxist look and slippers.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. He doesn't go with people or whatever, but he never carries anything with him.
Hmm.
You know, it's that monk type look.
Hmm.
And he'll do any meeting dressed like that.
Hmm.
So then you can't put your finger on anything, wealth, status.
You don't know where it is.
You know,
it could be anywhere.
It's
he could
Gandhi.
Be Mark Zuckerberg. He could be Mahatma Gandhi. He could be anything.
It's Gandhian. You know, it's beautiful. He's not playing any game.
Yeah. And that's what, like, you know, a lot of landlords, politicians, they figure it out. Just wear the white kurta and the thing. It's a thing.
Now, so I don't with know, them,
I don't know, you know, I don't know whether you have your own private jet or you've just, you know, or you've come on a cow. I don't know how you've gotten here, but it's ambiguous.
And with artists, that's the vaguer, the better.
Yeah.
And if your t-shirt says something a little obscure, like din hai to raat.
Hmm.
Kaun hai kaun?
Hmm.
You know, like some little phrase
yeah.
on it that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. You know, something. Kutta bhi to kisi desh se aata hai. You know, like something that feels like it's wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, and you just let it be. People are like, he'll charge at least 2-3 crores.
We
yeah.
don't know how to pay him. He's, I don't even know if he takes cash.
He doesn't even, he's beyond money.
He's beyond it.
Yeah. I think. Just let him go, huh? Let him go. Just call him on the day of the event. Just yeah. let him go. Let him relax. I do have an associated conundrum with this, which is that what I'm doing is an event for a real estate company.
Okay.
I'm scripting and hosting.
Mm-hmm.
But the building they're going to build
is
5 minutes from my house. It's 3 buildings next to me.
Oh, God.
I just found this out, which means they'll break that building and build a new high-rise building. And my job at this event is to sell this building to a bunch of brokers and salespeople and say, this is going to be the sexiest building in
Activate the market.
Bombay. Activate the market, right? And I'll be like, hey guys, has Bombay ever seen a building like this? Which means I'm actually setting up my own downfall.
Mm. And just to give the listener some context,
yeah,
this is after a six-month-long hunt for a quiet area to live in. One of the quietest areas in the locality.
You were lucky.
It was quiet, peaceful. And now there's going to be a massive building coming up, three buildings down, which you
have to
sell.
Which I will promote.
Which you're promoting.
Which I will have to go out and say is the greatest building. Now, at the event, do I sell it or do I ruin it? What do I do? Because if I ruin it, they won't pay me, obviously. And if I sell it and sell it well, then the next 7 years of my life is just noise of cutting metal and drills. What do I do?
I think it's going to have to be a little bit of that, you know, backhanded sort of compliments to the building. It's going to have to be a little bit of, I don't know whether he's selling it or he's showing us, you know, the problems that exist. So I think you're going to have to do a little bit of forget that there was a morgue here, you know. There was no Kabristan. Those are all rumors. This is going to be a
water connection. Why? Yeah. Everybody does need a water connection.
Yeah. And don't, yeah, the OC is definitely going to come. Do not fear. You're going to have to say stuff like that.
And so the
company, as you know, is financially stable.
For now.
For now, you know.
Because the audience are the people who will sell the flats.
Yeah. So I'm saying that, you know, you'll need to just include a few things. Yeah. Just a little
You'd mention, sir, to the CEO, I can say, you'd mention, sir, that you were not sure whether you'd finish the construction. But could you repeat that little chat we were having earlier?
But you were telling me that the timeline is anywhere between 3 to 12 years. Is that correct?
Yeah. And at the preparation, obviously, don't say any of this. But just
right in the Q&A.
In the Q&A.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll cut my payment?
See, you're going to have to play it very... this thing. And also, you're going to have to weigh now how important is the payment as opposed to 4 years of quiet.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the thing.
But I think that this is the kind of golden opportunity that you have. Like, what will you do with a little bit of money? You know, it's, I mean, you'll survive a month or so on the money that you're making, you know, with the show.
Might as well just burn down the...
I'm saying just, like, sacrifice it for the greater good, you know?
And what a project launch it'll be.
Yeah.
If I sort of suddenly in the middle of it... He's like, I'll tell you who lives there. No one!
Yeah.
And just like they build a little building model, break it on stage. Have a meltdown and leave.
Yeah.
You know, just because if you're hosting it, the whole night is dependent on you.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to ruin it and leave.
And I think you should build it up because they shouldn't be sure for the first 15, 20 minutes. You know, they shouldn't be sure. What is he saying? And then slowly you should build it up. Finally, you should
have a meltdown.
Meltdown.
And I'm saying even if they file a police case against me, it's actually good because it still ruins the building.
Yeah, it'll say new building files pay. You know, like there'll be a case.
Police case.
Yeah. And then people say, oh, but there's some case going
some
on
case
over there.
There's in that building.
Building ke saath kuch case chalu hai. So I'm saying that as long as you can do that, you know, say, get some legal thing happening already. And you can be that legal hurdle that people have to do.
I'm like
the host of that event, na, he's taken them to court. Like, well, they've taken him to court and now the building has gone under jurisdiction.
it's even before they built it,
there's
the court issues going on with that building. I wouldn't invest there.
And then you can also say, you can also now counter and say, "Arey, my payment was supposed to be so much. You didn't pay me full part."
If they're
payment,
doing this to the launch, what will they do to your flat?
All that. You can start this whole thing. And I'm saying that you've got this golden opportunity. You know?
Ruin building.
Yeah.
Then I'll get hired by rival builders host other building things.
This is the best thing.
You know, I go under different names.
And I think that you should now itself go to other builders and say, see, I'm hosting this thing. I know that you have the plot 5 down, you know, from there. What can you give me to ruin this launch?
And
you'll end up making a lot more money also.
Yeah. And then I just show up there and then that builder... 5 minutes in, when they're like, "Arey, phir wahi aa gaya. Galti se we hired the wrong guy. Wahi kar raha hai. He's doing his usual." You know, and my usual should be something like, you know, whatever it is. You know, just be like, "This is a shit project. Look at this architect. He's a shit architect. There are 9 cases against." Something like make the whole evening terrible.
Yeah.
But do it in a way where the builder who's hired me realizes at the end that I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's that guy.
He was here.
He tried and tried to avoid him, but no luck. Kunal.
Yes.
We have some listener conundrums today.
Yes.
Yeah, some good listener conundrums.
Lovely.
We'll start with the first great one.
Okay.
This is a lovely, lovely one from a guy called Vinayak.
Hi, Vinayak.
Hi, Kunal Narvab. My friend ordered a pizza I didn't like. The next day, he was going to throw half of it away because he didn't like it either. So I ate it since I didn't want it to go waste. Now he wants me to pay for half of the pizza. Should I pay him or not? Excellent conundrum.
This is a great conundrum.
But the night before, see, his friend will say, you said you didn't like it.
No, but he already, I'm saying that he's already advised the friend not to order this.
Yeah.
He said, like, this is a really bad pizza. Don't order this. I don't like whatever it is. You know, there's pineapple on it. There's spinach on it. I don't know, whatever. I don't want I don't want keema on my pizza. I don't want it. So the guy still went ahead and ordered it. Now he's throwing it.
Yeah.
I'm saying if he's going to throw it and I eat it.
Yeah.
I've eaten it. I don't like to waste food.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? He's thrown it.
It's an environmental thing. I'm providing a service here.
This guy's like, no, but why?
Don't eat it. I wanted to throw it. You've robbed me of the feeling of throwing it. Is that what he's saying?
And also, like, Paul Giamatti, in that great film with George Clooney, I forget the name of it, he says, it doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you said. It matters what you did. It matters what you did not do. So it's the doing that matters. He's like, how do I know you didn't say it was shit? He said, the whole time you wanted me to throw away the pizza so you could eat it. So you pay me half, you bastard. So what if it's not a scheme? This guy will say, no, but I genuinely think it's a terrible pizza. The other guy said, no, you're a short seller. You're reducing the price so you can get it for free. That's what you were doing. See, now that you've reduced the price, you're going to throw it. Now you want to eat it, you dog. Pay me. Now this guy is saying, like, how do I...
But you're going to throw it. It's going to be in the garbage. Like,
then where is any honesty in the world? Where is the justice? Where is the whole basis of humanity?
Yeah.
This is probably one of the greatest questions humanity has ever asked.
So what he's actually asking is that, does a thing that I'm throwing it away.
Yeah.
It clearly, at that point of me throwing it, has no value to me.
Yeah.
But as soon as someone consumes it.
Yeah.
Okay. The value goes up.
You did it. It's the doing. So
what he's saying is that I think that the thing here is that you should have waited for him to throw it.
Yeah.
Like, if he had thrown it and then you had already thrown it. Now I've taken it out, like say he had kept it on the garbage thing and you took it from there and you ate it. Or he had left it outside the door, supposed to be cleared, whatever it is, and you took it from there. He's also got the thing of throwing it. I had already thrown it. Now I've rummaged.
Yes.
And I've eaten it.
Yeah. But so if he'd done that, if he'd taken it out of the garbage, then that's allowed.
I guess, I mean, the whole basis is, and the whole basis of our economy is that you get something cheap or you get it for free and you make something out of it.
Right.
Right. I mean, you're playing with economics.
Yes.
Here. And once the price had fallen so much that he was going to throw it, that's when he picked it up.
Yeah.
Now the value is already zero.
Yeah.
I've made something out of this now.
Yeah.
That is my ingenuity.
Yeah.
And that is my...
In fact, he'll say, pay me.
Yeah, I've made something off it.
Yeah.
You know, I filled my stomach. Now, so then what you have to say is that then now for my future meal.
Yeah.
Because now I'm already full.
Yeah.
I don't need to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that means now, I don't need to eat breakfast means that we don't have to go 50-50. So then you'll end up paying for my half of, like I'm saying that there has to be some balance over here.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that the... All our economics would fail if he paid for that pizza because everything is about buying something cheap and getting something for free. And like, you know, that's how the stock market
and
works.
And if he had not eaten that pizza, our world would be full of garbage.
Yeah.
Like, our world exists because someone picks up the garbage.
And someone eats the free pizza, yeah.
You know, and some, like, piles of garbage get recycled into different metal and shoes and all of that.
Correct.
Right? Like, the world functions because someone takes that no-value thing and makes value of it.
Value of it, yeah.
Someone will buy a decrepit... Like, how many stories have you heard? I bought this piece of land. It was filled with snakes and drug addicts. And I've made it the world's biggest tea garden. You know, like, the whole idea is taking something rubbish and
making
the whole human enterprise is that.
Absolutely.
And he's like, fine, I won't eat your pizza. But then there'll be no one to create value.
Yeah.
But the other guy will argue that you're creating value only for yourself.
Hmm.
This always had value. This always had value. And you forced me to push it on the brink by saying, throw it, it's shit, it's shit.
Hmm.
So you poisoned a valuable thing in my head. So the price you're paying is for that poison.
Correct.
That's what the other guy would say.
No, I see his point, but I think there is a unfairness.
Totally unfair.
In economics.
Totally unfair.
You know? And because these are the big questions that major economists have not been able to solve.
So this, what Vinayak has done here is what Adam Smith, Milton Friedman, John Maynard Keynes have not. And this is by far the most serious 8 minutes we've ever had on this podcast.
Absolutely.
All from this pizza. So Vinayak, I don't know if you have applied for a job at the Reserve Bank of India, but you should.
You should.
Because you are asking the fundamental questions of value.
Yeah.
And don't pay him.
No.
He asked us, pay him or not.
Never,
don't
never.
Pay him. A question from Shubham. Shubham says, dear Anubhav and Kunal, Shubham here. I have a small conundrum. On this New Year's Day, I noticed a trend where people wish each other Happy New Year on WhatsApp. But on the bottom of the Happy New Year message, instead of writing their names, they write things like, regards, Rohan Bakery, Happy New Year from Madhur Garments. These are the kinds of wishes I was receiving from friends when friends' names are not there, but their business. Is this New Year about New Year's or about promoting their businesses? What are your thoughts? Thank you. It's about promoting the business, obviously.
Right.
And I think that not only, he's obviously saying there's too much of it, I'm saying there's not enough of it. We need more of it.
Hmm.
I'm saying every happy birthday, like my first happy birthday comes from HDFC Bank.
Hmm.
Happy birthday, sir. Have you thought about a new fixed deposit?
Correct.
Third message is from my wife.
Hmm.
Fourth message is from my mother.
Yeah.
First message is always from HDFC Bank.
Always.
You know? So I think that every birthday message should be, and every good morning, everything should be a transactional message.
Hmm.
You know what that'll do, even on WhatsApp or in life, it'll keep us on our toes.
Hmm.
So anyone, when they're speaking to us, they're speaking for a transaction.
Hmm.
You know, so it's like, hey, Kirk, good morning. What do you want? What do you want? Hmm. Are you calling about the podcast? What do you want?
Hmm.
Like, it'll make us sharper as human beings.
Hmm.
I think we waste as humans a lot of time in greetings. And greetings also, we also say thank you, and we just dismiss it as...
I think that everyone is looking for an opportunity to connect, right? And these opportunities either happen at the time of festivals, New Year's, birthdays, because it's an excuse to send a message. Mm. Generally what happens is, and why birthdays are, because it's particular to you, it's your birthday. Unlike Diwali, unlike New Year's, where it's everyone's New Year, where it's everyone's Gudi Parva, where it's everyone's Diwali, where it's everyone's Eid. You know, so then it's a group message.
Generic.
It's generic. With birthdays, what happens is that you are immediately emotionally invested in your own birthday. Because it's your own.
Yeah.
You know, that's why anniversary, birthday, companies have figured out that it's particular to this person.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people say, restaurants will ask, when is your anniversary?
Yeah.
Because, you know, then they'll say, so we'll send you a thing on, you will come back to the restaurant on the anniversary.
But
right?
It's a tell basic me, thing. If you got a Happy New Year, sir, mainland China, your first thought is, shit, I haven't been to mainland China in a
so
while.
Long. Yeah.
You know, like the moment if you get a message from Happy Birthday, Sir, Choice Grocery, immediately you'll be your wife. Hey, you want anything garlic? What do you want? Should we GPay this guy?
Correct.
So I feel like that, I think all human interactions should come with that. My difficulty with this world is that when my family group sends that good morning, there's no agenda. And I don't like that.
Mm.
I think every greeting should come with some agenda.
I think every greeting does have an agenda. Now, the agenda sometimes is monetary. So, in the case of, you know, Roshan Bakery or whatever it is buy our
Please
bread.
Buy bread.
You know, you need quiche, whatever it is. But in terms of the good morning from a family member, it's remember I am here. You know, it is,
it's
I
a
exist.
Weak transaction. Well, the strong ones that I like is when you owe someone money. Or some GST has not been filed. You know how your accountant will be to say, hello, sir. You know, you sometimes get those messages. That hello, sir, is a reminder. You know, hi. You know, like someone will say,
yeah.
You know, and it's highest from Neha Pratham Financial Services. Right. You know, oh, my GST R3 has not been filed.
That's not like I get this thing from Noble Chemists.
Huh.
You know,
hello.
Hello. Still alive, sir.
Yeah.
Pending amounts.
yeah.
Because also you took the medicines from us.
Yeah.
You survived that fever.
Hi,
right?
Sir. Hi, sir. That hi, sir, is that embedded. embedded.
See? Yeah. How did you enjoy, you know, Norflox 400?
Any other country will say, is this about the payment?
Yeah.
They'll say, yes, sir, the amount outstanding is. Or abroad, they'll directly tell you.
Yeah.
So we're writing from Noble Chemist, so you owe us 783,000 rupees.
Here it'll be a personal.
Yeah, message. Hi, sir.
Yeah.
And you'll know. So all the middle layers will skip. So you'll write, I'm G-paying.
G-paying.
Okay, sir. So that I, sir, is all these words are embedded in it.
Sifran CT worked, sir.
So that I, sir, is all these words are embedded in it.
Sifran CT worked, sir.
But see, like anywhere sensible, at least they'd write that level of communication.
Correct.
That, oh, there's sarcasm, you know, Sifran CT, you ate it, bastard. That's all implied in the high.
Yeah.
You know, in the hello, sir. That's all sort of built in. And also, say you gave your dates to someone, or someone's waiting for something from you. You know, you said, oh, I'll get back to you. I can't do April, etc. I'll get back to you.
Smiley will come.
Some mid-level production guy. Some boss has shouted this. Find out Kunal Rai Kapoor. Why is he keeping us hanging? Find out. Who does he think he is? A bastard. Who does he think he is? I've got such big people coming. And then that guy, he'll take all that information. He won't write you a long message saying, my boss is giving me a lot of shit. You're messing with the dates. Just fucking tell us if you can or can't do it. He'll just write, hi.
Yeah. and the pressure is mounting.
You'll know all the things that you write back also. 12th, 13th, I can do.
Yeah. Give me 2 days. Just give me 2 days.
Every other thing is buried
then
in that.
Then 2 days, a question mark will come. Then he'll say, I'll tell you tonight. Then one hug will come in the night.
Thursday,
then
I can
say, take it, take 13th. You know, it'll be that kind of thing.
But so much doesn't have to be said anymore.
No.
So I'm in the middle of one right now where I am talking to a very low level person about some dates.
Okay.
Which are clashing with some other dates.
Hmm.
And I want to bypass this person and go to the highest level person.
Hmm.
Who's the director of the show? Now, do I go to the highest level person who clearly has a lot more to deal with and immediately pose the question? Or do I ask the low level person for an intermediary person?
A friend of mine told me a quote that I think I go by, which is, Andu Pandu nahi, seedha Gandu se baat karega. Which is, I'm not going to speak to any Andu Pandu.
Yeah.
Straight with the main Gandu.
But the trouble is, it's a double-edged sword. Because at some point, the main Gandu is like, he's just messaging me about dates.
You know, can you just take it up with so-and-so?
Yeah.
You know, and then you'll
But that's
like,
the risk.
It's a risk you run. But I'm saying that at least the person knows that there's something, there's an issue. You know, otherwise it's not going to fall on their ear also.
And in India, this politeness doesn't work. You have to somehow get into the radar of the... Which is why so many people stand outside the houses of stars and directors. Not because they have a body of work or anything.
No.
So me.
And they also figured, Andu Pandu se nahi, seedha Gandu se baat.
So if I could just go and show my face.
Yeah.
Because by the time I meet the lower says something, the lowest to the highest.
Yeah.
I just need to, whatever. That's why people lie down in front of cars of celebrities.
Correct.
You know, take off all their clothes. Because when they're like, if they just see me, you know, that's the high. You know, that's the real life high. I'm here, hi. Hello. Yeah. In my case, if I did that, I said hi, they'd be like, why is he wearing a woman's shirt?
Yeah.
That's the downside. But that's the way to do it, I think.
That is the way.
This has been our last week, Kunal.
It has.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll be back next week.
We will. We will be back
conundrums. Next week. We are at ourlastweek@audiomatic.in.
Yes.
And patreon.com/ourlastweek.
That's the one.
And thank you to all the people who attended our live shows. We might have some fun announcements soon.
Yes.
Hopefully next week.
A few updates on...
Fun stuff we're planning. And hopefully we'll see you live.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
You were listening to Our Last Week. Produced by Akanksha Kadam and Avdhoot Khanolkar. Hosted by Anubhav Pal and Kunal Roy Kapoor.